7 Middletown, WCEL HD 91.9 Plattsburgh, WCAN HD 93.3 Canajoharie, WANC.
The Shed and Ottawa Hall aren't the only buildings Tanglewood has to offer. The Tanglewood Grill is located just inside the main gate next to the gift shop.
Yeah, and that's right. And it's between the Shed and the Lion's Gate. Both emphasize farm-to-table local menu dining right here at Tanglewood.
Take it.
Tanglewood Executive Chef Joshua Ingraham now joins us to tell us about the exciting food this amazing venue has to offer. Joshua, welcome.
Welcome. I mean, thank you.
Well, it's great to have you here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So how did I don't think that's his problem.
It's not his problem. It's their problem. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So how are things going?
I forgot to talk about the metal plate. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
No.
It's good.
Things are going great, actually. We're getting started this season, and I've had an opportunity. I've been here for a couple weeks now to get involved with some of the local farms, and this is something that we've been trying to do for years now. And so I can't take credit for the whole thing, but there's Mrs. Obama, President Obama, and Jamie Oliver. The movement's been started, and so coming into here this summer, we wanted to give back to our local community. We want to make sure that our presence was felt here at Tanglewood. I think when in years past, as I've been involved, you say the word Tanglewood and everybody kind of gets excited, and it's the place to be during the summer. And I want to make sure that I respect that, and that when I'm going to local vendors and I mention the word Tanglewood, that I don't take advantage of that. So it's really that I want to work with these individuals and develop a nice relationship and take advantage of all their skills that they have and their passion in all their different fields. And so far, we've had a great start to that summer. Bringing on both Berkshire Mountain Bakery and Pittsfield Rye, Mill River Farm, Farm Girl Farms. We've had Crescent Creamery, local cheese.
Yeah, we have them too.
Busfield. Yeah.
Crescent Creamery.
Yeah, they help our fun
every
drives,
single
yeah.
day of the fun drive. But I was going to ask you something, if I may,
please.
Joshua. What's the difference if the piece of lettuce I eat is here from one of those places, or let's say over near Hudson, New York, or down in Rhinecliff? What is there really a difference?
It's what you put into the ground is what comes back out. So it's the care that these individuals are putting into it. They're certified organic. The passion that they have with their fertilizer, what they put into it, is it creates a better defending plant. So they don't need the pesticides for these plants to flourish, which if you saw the kale that is going to be featured on the salads that are over here for you guys and at Tanglewood this summer, it's a really strong, hardy kale versus a kale that's been traveled a great distance. And so I think one of our big focus is, and what's actually ironic about this story is that we're having a story about local farms, and all of a sudden it's a story where it's kind of you can see that disconnect over the few years, actually a long time, where all of a sudden, you know, the fact that we are sitting down talking about just now getting involved with local people is really why we need to continue to do this.
Is there enough product for everybody who advertises farm to table?
Our job is to support them to grow, and so eventually they will have enough product.
Okay.
So
that's
my job to
point.
Be
yes.
Yeah, it's my job right now to be flexible. And so, you know, we do have a cafe menu, and they are written on boards, so I will produce what is up there, but I will use different farms to supplement all that a zucchini or a squash to make sure we have that amount to start the day.
So you're executive chef, but what do you do for the rest of the year when camp isn't in session?
More executive chefs.
More executive chefing.
Yeah, more executive chefing. I love to teach, so I teach martial arts, actually.
Really?
Well. Yeah.
Is that
It's a good thing we have this table between us.
Yes,
you have a tattoo that says, do not be gentle. Or do not
go gentle.
Do not go gentle.
Yeah, it was actually the last thing my father said before he passed away.
Isn't there something a little inconsistent with farm to table and goo goo foo foo and don't go gentle?
It just depends on how hard you take the vegetables out of the ground. I mean, I'm relentless. I just take it out and I just never stop. So.
I've often wondered about that. When you pull that carrot out of the ground, it reminds me of a tooth. It's got little thingies in it, you know, and the rest of that stuff. And I think I can hear that carrot screaming. This is not right.
He's excited. He's on the ride. He knows where he's going to a good place, especially here. So, these people do such a great job, taking care of their farms and, you know, speaking to, you know, Jan over at Mill River Equipment, tilling equipment. I hope to be able to provide them some of my smaller, like farm girl who rents her land off of Equinox. You know, if she can sustain enough business this summer that she can grow. And
I love that you mentioned that you use the term passionate about their fertilizer. That's a great, that's a term you don't hear.
Right, because usually it's like cow dung, and you're like, how can I really be passionate about this stuff? But yeah, yeah. There are people who are passionate about everything.
Yeah, there are. There are. I was just talking to a guy the other night. I was doing a story on something else unrelated, and you could hear the passion in his voice as he said what his commitment was, that Americans would eat better and feel better as a result of it. He was almost, I thought, on the verge of tears about the whole thing.
Were we talking last night?
No.
I'm kidding. It was me. I was like, oh my, either that or you were my mirror. That's really weird.
You would not have wanted to be on the phone with me, and I didn't specialize in
martial arts.
Martial arts, but Roselle, my wonderful wife, gave me a dirty look for the way I was talking to the guy. It was not nice.
May I, I just have a quick question for our producer. Are we eating on the air, or are we doing that later?
She doesn't know. You see, you're sort of the boss. She's the producer.
Okay, right. We hadn't really discussed this. If we were going to taste something here, what should we try? I mean, because you have furnished us
stuff
with beautiful, beautiful stuff.
He doesn't know what he brought.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. Okay.
Well, I wanted you guys to sample stuff from both our concessions. And I say concessions lightly because, you know, when you're you have that you think of concessions, you think of the arena. You think of hot dogs, you think of hamburgers.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So we're really trying to, like, change the way. That's why when I was talking to Berkshire Eagle the other day, you know, when you think concessions, you get concessions. So what we're trying to do is, you know, apply, you know, cooking techniques. We're trying to give you guys from the bun down to the dressing. Everything that's inside it is coming from a source that is within a radius, because I know our sausages come from Danvers. It's in Massachusetts. But I'm really trying hard to, as I said, by the end of the summer to get, you know, more and more as we go along. So we gave you guys the Greek chopped salad, which were the mustard greens are from Mill River. We have radishes from Farm Girl Farm. We have the baby spinaches from Equinox. We have the Hollander mussels that were freshly picked by Wes, who's our fish guy from Berkshore Fish. He's got his local business.
Berkshore Fish,
tricky, right? I looked for that shore for 2 weeks, and I was like, where is it? And then all of a sudden I realized, like, I got it. He's going to Boston. Tricky guy.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's and amazing.
So, now, what is this again? You have in front of us
our Appalachian pork butt. So it's our
Appalachian pork butt.
Yeah, I knew that was going to get you guys excited.
No, there are passionate fertilizer.
Yeah, it's an egg roll. So it's our pulled pork egg roll. And so we're using Northeast Family Farms, which is a combination of New York, New Jersey, Vermont, and Massachusetts.
You take this and then you dip it in the sauce.
Yes, and that's
and when
like
it's outside local. In other words, New Jersey. Home of Engelhardt Industries. That was a shot.
Yeah, that was a
okay,
shot.
Okay, so...
But it's usually 100 miles, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah, again, look, we're moving towards... We're trying to get everything.
But just so everybody understands, Josh, that, you know, there are those of us who still like, you know, a hamburger once in a while here. And you can still get one, right? I mean, you'll be able to get a hamburger. Yeah,
sure. We have actually our hamburgers this year are not frozen. They're 100% beef. They're coming from Keneally, which is out in Boston, but they're grinding that meat for us and they're making those patties for us. But that's a huge difference in quality right there. You can actually cook something to temperature if you needed to. Versus the quick coming out of the freezer hockey puck, which is maybe what you guys prefer, but
no.
I like the.
What do you mean hockey puck?
The fresh.
You know the meat. The
ones that cook like in 2 seconds, and you take a bite and you go, "That's not beef," and you're like, "I don't know what that is," but you know what? I'm at Tangles. I'm having a good time. And you forget about it. You just toss it like
I'll
this.
I'll eat that.
Yeah. I've often wondered what this does as we gorge ourselves here.
Yeah, that's what
I've often wondered. I've often wondered what the people on the other side of the radio are saying. Which is something like, if you think I'm going to sit here and watch those guys having a good time at Tanglewood, eating this great food, you know, and buy into this, you're wrong. I'm just not going
to
do it.
Well, the idea isn't to entice them so that they will come and do exactly that.
No, I get that. I get that part. I get that part.
Okay. Well, that's the part we want to go with.
As the governor's guy always says when he calls me up to yell at me, I get it. I get it.
Okay. What is that?
This is our, we did a smaller form of the pizza, the flatbread that we're featuring this year. This would be, I would say, a flatbread du jour because it's on our menu. We have the three cheese, we have the meat lovers, and then we're just kind of coming up with a special one for you guys every single day. We had one with duck and caramelized onions the other day. This one is fresh mozzarella and an heirloom tomato on the sourdough par-baked item that is being done at Berkshire Mountain Bakery, Chef Richard.
Wow.
I took a trip down there.
That we love Berkshire Mountain Bakery.
Yes, I did. I fell in love with that place as well.
Yeah.
And just, you know, that's the thing too. You get these people on the phone, and I'm trying to make as many visits as possible. And you know, hearing how you know he's grinding up his wheat for the next day, and trying to get these you know whole wheat pizzas into school systems, which he is successfully. That's the type of product that I want to exploit here at Tanglewood. I think. Yeah. We are at the center, and we want to make sure that you know our impact is not felt just you know for me to hit my numbers. You know,
Who supervises you and gives you those numbers?
I am actually the executive chef for Boston Gourmet and Centerplate, so it's a joint venture here at Tanglewood. So I'm also the executive chef at Boston Symphony Orchestra in Boston. And those two companies are involved with that as well.
And does somebody, you know, I mean, so let's just say there's somebody on the Tanglewood.
Yeah, I love that the food is just still coming in. This is great.
So I had a little theory. If I had you guys talking or chewing enough, then I could answer all my own questions and I'd never be
you
wrong.
Yeah,
that's right.
You can answer them. That's right. Well, this is quite something. And you have, speaking
the
of
size
carrots.
Of that berry.
Yeah, and look at the Cat size farms. Of the carrot. This is a carrot that has to be like 4 feet long.
Is that a carrot?
Very thin. That's a carrot, right?
Wow. Yeah, that would hurt coming out of the ground a little bit.
Yeah, and when it came out of the ground, if you listened real carefully, people you could hear it screaming and saying, this isn't right, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, where does it stop? There comes a point at which people will not be able to eat anything because either the animal will yell, which I believe in not doing that. You don't want that to happen, or the carrot will yell.
We had a bear last night.
Oh, there's always a bear.
Yeah, that was interesting.
We have a bear, too.
Yeah.
In Great Barrington, the bear comes, and he takes our bird feeder, and he makes it into a pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
So we stop putting that at the bird feeder.
So is this just like, you're making food tonight for, what, 35,000 people? So this is just, this is
it. Yeah, I thought everybody's coming down.
You're bringing all of it here right now. This is great.
I did my hair today. I was, like, completely ready to see.
Do the health inspectors come around and make sure you're wearing gloves and all? Do they do that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've actually just passed our health inspection.
So congratulations.
Yes. What grade did you get?
I could get you that information off the air.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
You got a good grade.
We got a great grade.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We're opening up brand new kitchens. We're opening brand new Ansel systems. It's a good grade for the building and for the food service.
So. You have to go to Mark Volpe and ask him when you want to buy a new stove?
I do. But then I have to cook them food, and then, you know, we get that's our relationship right there.
Yeah, so. Everything works out fine.
Tends to work out fine.
Cool. The Tanglewood Grill, located just inside the main gate next to the gift shop, and the Tanglewood Cafe between the shed and the Lion's Gate. All great places, and you can check them out when you're here at Tanglewood. Tanglewood's executive chef, Joshua Ingram, thank you so much for being here. It's a pleasure to have you with
and
us.
And don't forget the Sixth Depot. There's a new coffee shop. Available at Tanglewood. That's great with our friend Flavio and Lisa.
Oh, the ice, their cold brew, which they brew for 15 hours. They put the coffee in, I'm not supposed to give this away, but they put this in a cheesecloth and they let it just brew slowly.
Oh my God.
And it really pulls out that natural flavors from the coffee where the bitterness just goes away, the acidity. So you get that chocolatey and you get the mocha to it and you get like a nutty kind of base to it. It's
There's more food coming.
I tried to press the red button to say stop, but it didn't work.
Joshua Ingram, keep it coming. Thank you very much for being here. Have a great season at Tanglewood.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.